Good morning, this is Doug Chabot at the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on January 2nd at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Community Food Co-op and Gallatin Valley Snowmobile Association. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. Since yesterday, followed by a strong pulse last night, dropped 8 inches in the Bridger Range, 6 inches in Highlight, and 13 inches in Big Sky. In the southern ranges, Cook City got 6 inches, Carrot Basin 5, and 2 inches at Lionhead. Ridgetop winds are from the west and averaging 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts of 45 miles per hour with temperatures in the teens. Scattered snow showers today and tonight will drop another couple of inches and wind will decrease later today. New snow and strong wind are the avalanche story in the northern mountains. In the last 48 hours, 10 inches fell in Highlight, 13 inches in the Bridger Range, and 16 inches around Big Sky. Snow water equivalent totaled 1 to 1.5 inches, with most of it falling yesterday and last night, making it the biggest snowstorm since October 20th. Strong west wind is loading slopes with dense drifts. Avalanches will break naturally near the ridgelines in wind-drifted snow. If you venture into steep terrain, even on non-wind-loaded slopes, you're likely to trigger an avalanche. Slides will occur in this new snow, and in areas like Buck Ridge, the snowpack is weak at the ground, and avalanches will break deep and wide. Traveling in or underneath avalanche terrain is not a good idea. For today in the Bridger Range, Northern Gallatin Range, and Northern Madison Range, the avalanche danger is rated high on all wind-loaded terrain and considerable on all other slopes. Mountains south of Big Sky to West Yellowstone has a 2-day storm total of 10 to 12 inches. Winds are blowing strong out of the west and drifting snow at the ridgelines. These slopes are especially susceptible to avalanching. Yesterday, Dave and I went to Bacon Rind and found weak, sugary snow at the ground struggling to support this new snow. And we descended our uphill track to be safe. Steep slopes can avalanche from the weight of a skier or rider, even on the bottom of a slope or side. Be vigilant about avoiding avalanche terrain and flatter runout zones. For today, in the Southern Madison Range, Southern Gallatin Range, and Lionhead area near West Yellowstone, the avalanche danger is rated considerable on all slopes. In the last 48 hours, the mountains around Cook City have 12 inches of new snow, measuring 0.9 inches of snow water, and reportedly higher amounts at upper elevations. Winds have been blowing this new snow around, and both natural and human-triggered slides are on the menu. Small natural avalanches were seen yesterday by multiple parties. Ian and his partner rode around assessing the conditions and concluded that he does not trust the stability. As he says in his video, "It's been snowing, blowing, and we've got weak layers in the snowpack. Play it safe and keep it mellow." Additionally, some slopes have weak, sugary snow at the ground that could be triggered from thinner areas. Given the likelihood of triggering avalanches in the new snow, as well as the potential for deep slides breaking at the ground, the avalanche is rated considerable today. If you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave us a message at 587-6984. And thanks for listening.